So obviously this afternoon we're going to give time for issues, a few other things, and perhaps a little reporting out as well. So it'd be quite nice to have this update about the Addestone teaching community. We do have time, however long that takes. So, Sudden, are you willing to give us an insight and talk?
I'll do my best. I'm not the best person, I don't think, in this situation. And I didn't sleep very much last night. Yeah. So there's this thing called the Addestone Teaching Community. So can you just put up your hands if you're actually part of that particular grouping? Yeah, okay. Just a bit of a sense, just in the room. So I think it might have been a couple of years ago that Sabuti, as our president, was starting to talk to us a bit more about Addestone's focus, and Addestone's focus being particularly around Bante and his teachings and, well, his presentation of the Dharma, and how we need to definitely sort of focus ourselves more strongly on that. And then we just had to work out strategies how to do that, and not just sort of in England, as it were, but to actually do that kind of internationally. So one of the strategies was to look at kind of text and see how he actually presented the Dharma in the first place. So it's not just like an idea about what we think Bante is, but actually what actually did he say, come contact with his words. And the other thing is to get a group of people worldwide that start recognising themselves as people who've got a relationship with Bante, as disciples, people that have known his work very well, knew him personally, or you know, just like a kind of first, second generation of body of people that can begin to start that project of how to sort of disseminate or talk about Bante and present his Dharma in a way that's true to the tradition as well as responsive to what is going on generally in the movement. And between a few of us, and there's a thing called the Dharma team at Addestone, so I don't know how long we've been running, 2 or 3 years maybe the same amount of time. So that's myself and Dharmarati and Sadaloka and Ratnagosha, Kemabandhu and Shubhagula. And we meet pretty much every week on Wednesday afternoon for 3 hours. That's roughly it, isn't it? Yesterday we just met for 2 hours. And we're talking through as much as possible where we're going with the teaching community, where we're going with the kind of syllabus at Addestone, and we do some study together and we just generally stay in contact with each other. And between us, along with Sabuti and maybe just stay with that at the moment, we conjured up a list of 30 obvious names of people that could maybe just take that up as a first generation of the Addestone teaching community. And it's all people that are in the college, not all college, I don't mean the whole college is in it. I mean, there's people like college members, private preceptors, people that have that know Bante's work very well in Australia, in Naga Priya, for instance, in Mexico. We haven't got Indians yet involved yet, so she just said, let's just more attend in a slightly different way. And we try as much as possible to stay in contact, although it's not very easy to create some sort of community like that when you're not in contact. And then we all went into lockdown as well, so this was sort of complicated. But basically, we're trying to, as a network, come together and talk about how to present the Dharma of Bante's Dharma, Bante's presentation. And what we've got is sometimes we're holding events where we're on Zoom and we're just in contact with all those people. But in the last 12 months, I think we've done 2 events here. I think that's possibly true. We've got the next one maybe in
September,
thank you. In September, say maybe for 4 days, where as many people as possible arrive here. And we've got this sort of technique where we just take people, let's say 5 or 6 people, just take a text of Bante's, just like 2 or 3 paragraphs, for instance, like from History Am I Going for Refuge, or Pranya Ketu did a very interesting thing. He took The Glory of the Literary World, just 2 paragraphs. And then we look at those paragraphs and we think, why did Banto say what he said? And what we're trying to do is have a kind of overview of this blue sky, sort of sky view of what was he really trying to do in that lecture, and what's he really, just the process of how he's teaching, what is he really teaching, not just as a content, but more like kind of that sort of inferred spirit, and what was he trying to address? And this has just been quite very, very interesting, really interesting work. So recently, myself and Ratnagosha were involved in a few young people, and we did study like that, didn't we, in that young person's group? Was it just you and I with Ken Bandu and the visitors, yeah? And they really wanted us to look at, I always want to call it extinction and rebellion, but it's not, it's extinction and
evolution.
Banto's lecture, and we looked a lot at why was he teaching the way he was teaching, or well, it's very interesting, he's trying to address current problems at that time, but he himself doesn't have information particularly about the problems, so he's not an expert, but he was cutting through that. So what does it mean to cut through the issues? And we were looking a little bit more at that. So we're trying to do that sort of work, as well as run retreats together. I mean, another thing we're trying to do is not have stars in terms of teaching stars, which is a bit of a current thing that goes on in the movement, but more like have a teaching team. And, so recently Subhuti ran a retreat on the Tibetan and the dead, and quite a number of the Adistana teaching community were just going to attend that as retreatants. Then he said, could you all get together and could we meet and could you become part of the team? And then suddenly they were doing all sorts of other things as well. I was at Tara Loka myself at the time, so I didn't see it in action, but it was much more of a team effort. And we're trying to exemplify a certain kind of spirit behind how to engage as a Romney medicine. I think that's roughly it. Does anybody else want to chip in? Don Ratty, you want to chip in on that?
I'm probably the least well informed. I can only be at one of the meetings, and I really have trouble getting my head around it. But I do think it's quite a significant development outside just Adistana. I think that this whole sort of discussion about us as a spiritual community, and what Banto's saying about a spiritual community needing a specific community needs a specific presentation of the Dharma. In a way, I'm pretty straight down the line, kind of Banto disciple. But what I find interesting about these discussions is that I think it's a more intellectually or spiritually sophisticated engagement with Banto than I've really sort of thought before. Going past just the content of the text, which has always been my kind of primary interest, and into a kind of deeper question about why, what's the job that Banto's trying to do, and actually sort of discovering a little bit something a bit below the obvious, I've found quite stimulating. But I think that one of the jobs I think you've got as a wider community is this question of how you're faithful to Banto's teaching, but at the same time able to you're kind of respond to changing conditions and include the deepening experience of order members. What does that synthesis look like? And I think that's work that's going on in any practitioner's head, and it's work that's going on at local centres. But I think it's becoming an explicit question at Adistana in a way that it's not. So, I think because our brief is about the presentation and development of Banto's teaching, I think that brief means that the teaching community's got to give attention to that question of what a developing body of teaching faithful to Banto's principles looks like. So what I hope is, if we get it right, that there's going to be a kind of shaping influence coming out of those discussions. You know, like sort of Sam and Andy talking about you and Rat Negotia doing stuff like with younger order members. Like, I think that approach in a way sort of was informing what you were doing in that discussion. So I think it's got the potential to be quite an influential and quite an informative way of thinking about the legacy that we've got and how we can use it creatively and not just as a kind of constraint that we're having to operate within. And I think there are real practical problems because there's a question about how much people are interested in study. I think we've got one end of how we understand what we're trying to do, and then we've got another thing about how does that interface with the order, how do you get the wider order engaged in that same project. Kind of early days, but some significance.
Just two things. One, the Adistana teaching community is embryonic, I would say. We've had two meetings, but it wasn't the same people at both of those meetings. Some of them are pretty crazy. And some people who are part of this Adistana teaching community haven't been to any of those meetings. So the as a community, it's not established, etc. So it's embryonic. So that was one thing I wanted to say, just practically. The other thing is that bit of study that myself and Sadam Andrew were involved with, that was the initiative of the young order members themselves. They wanted to look at some text that had particular relevance to issues in society, you know, social issues and so on, how to actually engage with those. And they picked the texts that they wanted to look at. They picked Buddhism, World Peace and Nuclear War and Extinction and Evolution. As we looked at them, we felt that Extinction and Evolution, the one that would draw out the principles of how Bhante approached, what was it called, world issues or current issues in the world or something like that. He gave that talk in 1971. It was remarkable how it related to pretty much the same issues, but you know, of course he wasn't talking about the issues as such, but he was presenting the whole thing about the group, the individual, and the spiritual community. So it was just interesting. It came from them, and it fitted in with what we were trying to do anyway, in terms of look at the approach, as it were, the approach to the topics rather than what was said about.
Thank you very much.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because the other big initiative I've heard from Adistana is the Sika project. And are they related? They must be related in some way.
Yeah, that Sika project is mostly connected to the International Council, I think. So it's not really an Adistana project, although we've run a few of their events, if you like. Yeah. That's how I see it. Damrati, do you see it differently?
There's a better overlap, isn't
yes,
there?
Yes,
like, we had a couple of meetings with the Sika project when we were talking about the development of the syllabus here.
Yeah.
So there's sort of cooperation between them. The Sika project has fed in to some of the stuff that we're doing. One embryonic idea, whether it will go anywhere or not, I don't know, is Adistana having more of a kind of public-facing dimension and like a kind of presentation of kind of tree ratna's presentation of the Dharma online, whether that will go anywhere or not, but that's come out of dialogue between the Sika project. But Sadam Andy's right, the Sika project's really mainly an International Council initiative.
Yeah, people employed through that project are paid by International Council. There's just one more thing I was going to say. Just so you know, yes, like, this is different from the Adistana teaching community, but yesterday when three or four of us met, yesterday afternoon, we were talking about what we're calling a leadership course that's running for almost 5 weeks, starting in the middle of July. And we've got 18 people that we invited to get involved with that course, living here from all over the world. And that's being grouped through the International Council, and them making nominations, as well as us working out who would be best fit through the college and things like that. and we've got a fantastic, really fantastic bunch of people. I mean, they're all functioning at quite a high level in themselves already, and then we'll be trying to sort of, I know, help them build their capacity or network them, so that we're sort of reproducing the first generation over and over again, where people across the world are actually in contact with each other, they've lived together. I mean, one of the big satisfying sort of results of the last time we did this course, which was 2018, was the relationship between Artavardhan and Dhanadasa, for instance, so Manchester and San Francisco. They shared a room, two guys, never met each other, both with their own kids, sort of similar age, similar interests, and the kind of relationship was formed between those two people. That was fantastic. And then watching also a man and woman that came from Mexico, and they'd been a bit sort of polarised, and then they really harmonised and joined up very well. And again, a big boon to that situation to suddenly find those two people were getting on well and had that shared experience. That course then really had to function at a higher level. It was quite archetypal, actually, because maybe a week before the course ended, Bhante died, and suddenly they all stepped up into, like, running, you know, vigils throughout the night, where we meditated throughout the night here. They involved sort of setting up the funeral a bit, and also it was like this archetype work where we were running as what we were calling sort of internally a sort of leadership course, certainly a kind of building capacity between people holding responsibility, like a deeper level of the lineage of responsibility. And suddenly the king died, and everyone looked around the room and thought, okay. We didn't quite realise the end of the course was going to look quite like this. Yeah? And they all stepped up brilliantly. But a lot of them don't have the experience that we have in this room, to be honest, so we're trying to build something.
Thank you, Sadhana. Yeah, sounds great. Any other questions, comments? Should we have a little bit of silent space before lunch? Would that be a good idea?
Thank you.
Good.